This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of three big parties and whips discuss making parliament effective. Health Ministry conducting vaccination program for children who missed regular vaccination today. And intense cyclone hits Bangladesh and Myanmar coast. Now, the news in detail. The discussions among the leaders of the parliamentary party of the three big parties represented in the federal parliament and their chief whips have concluded. The discussion was called by Prime Minister and held at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. CPN Maui Centre Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey informed that the consultation was focused on making the ongoing parliament session effective and forming various parliamentary committees. The meeting also discussed forming a parliamentary subcommittee to take the Truth and Reconciliation Bill to a conclusion at the earliest, on deciding on the leadership and representation of the parliamentary thematic committees on a consensus basis and the constitution of the parliamentary hearing committee, among other topics. According to CPN Maui Centre Chief Whip Pandey, the meeting also discussed the need of moving forward the bill related to the Truth and Reconciliation, as the parliamentary thematic committees remain to be formed. Attending the meeting were the Prime Minister and CPN Maui Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN UML Parliamentary Party Leader KP Sharma Oli, Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Purna Bahadur Khadka, CPN Maui Centre Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak and UML Deputy Leader Subhash Chandra Nembang. The Ministry of Health and Population is administering the routine vaccines to children below 5 years who missed the regular vaccination today. The Ministry, under the regular immunization schedule, provides vaccines to children below 5 years against 13 types of diseases. To ensure that no child misses regular vaccinations, the Ministry has started the vaccination campaign by conducting a 2-day comprehensive search and vaccination campaign on April 15 and today. According to the Ministry, 80% of children were fully vaccinated while 20% of children missed the full course of the immunization and 4% of children were still deprived of immunization in Nepal. This year's spring season expedition to Everest has begun yesterday. As a part of expedition preparation, the icefall doctors fixed the rope up to the Everest peak and the expedition started. Meanwhile, two more people have reached the top of Mount Everest this morning. Nepal's Pasang Temba Sherpa and Naila Kaini from Pakistan successfully scaled the world's tallest peak at 2 minutes past 8 a.m. today. According to the Department of Tourism, 467 of 44 expedition teams have taken permission for mountain climbing this spring season. The water supply from Melamchi will be stopped for some time from tomorrow for regular maintenance work. Senior Division Engineer of Melamchi Water Supply Project, Padma Bahadur Kumar, shared that the water supply will be stopped for 2 weeks as some equipment needs to be installed and maintained at the source and headworks of the project located at Helambu 1. Kumar said that the equipment is being installed and maintained to keep the project operational when there is a minor flood during the upcoming monsoon season. There were 621 incidences of fire, including wildfires, in a month in the country. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the country recorded 527 cases of fire and 94 wildfires between April 14 and May 13. The death casualties in these incidences were 16, 11 in fire and 5 in wildfires, while 65 people have been injured. According to the Deputy Secretary of the Authority, Sundar Prasad Sharma, with the increasing temperature, the incidences of fire take place each day, causing the losses of life and property. Deputy Secretary Sharma added that the failed attempts to douse the fire without any safety measures generally resulted in deaths, urging one and all not to take any risk of life during the fire and not to intervene in the fire without taking safety measures. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A powerful cyclone is hitting the coastlines of Bangladesh and Myanmar after intensifying into the equivalent of a Category 5 storm. Cyclone Mocha, is bringing heavy rain and winds of 295 kilometers per hour which could see dangerous flooding on land around the Bay of Bengal. Storm surges of up to 4 meters could swamp villages in low-lying areas. There are fears it may hit the world's largest refugee camp, Cox Bazar, where nearly 1 million people live. Forecasters warned Cyclone Mocha could be the most powerful storm seen in Bangladesh in nearly two decades. Particular concerns have been expressed for the many Rohingya refugees living in the makeshift homes in the camps of Cox Bazar and the people on the western coast of Myanmar. The impact of climate change on the frequency of storms is still unclear, but the increased sea temperatures warm the air above and make more energy available to drive hurricanes, cyclones, and typhoons. As a result, they are likely to be more intense with more extreme rainfall. Heavy fighting between the warring parties has continued in the Sudanese capital Khartoum and other cities ahead of the ceasefire talks today. Residents say the Sudanese army has pounded civilian areas while the rapid support forces has occupied civilian properties. Civilian properties. Clashes were reported in Khartoum, neighboring Omdurman and Ginnina in Darfur region. A war between the country's army and the RSF started nearly a month ago. Hundreds have been killed and nearly 200,000 people have fled their homes for neighboring states. An estimated 700,000 people have been displaced inside the country. Widespread looting as well as the withdrawal of international aid organizations has led to severe shortages of food and medicine. The warring factions signed a declaration of commitment on Thursday after weeks of talks mediated by host Saudi Arabia and United States. The ceasefire between the representatives of the warring side will resume in Jeddah today. Sudan's Civil Aviation Authority said Sudanese airspace would remain closed to all traffic until 31st of May, but humanitarian aid and evacuation flights would remain unaffected. Ahead of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's arrival in Berlin, the German government announced to provide Ukraine with additional military aid worth $3 billion, including tanks, anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said that Berlin wanted to show with its latest military aid package that Germany is serious in its support for Ukraine. Germany's support comes as Ukrainian military commanders say their troops have recaptured significant territory from Russian forces near the destroyed city of Bakhmut, which has become the symbolic epicenter of the struggle between Kiev and Moscow, where their forces have fought for months in bloody urban warfare. Zelensky traveled to Berlin after meeting several Italian leaders and Pope Francis in Italy yesterday. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Some parts of the country today, including the Kathmandu Valley, experience light rainfall due to influence of the westerly and local winds. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and isolated rain is likely in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The Kathmandu Valley witnessed brief rainfall this afternoon. As the division said, there will be no impact of Cyclone Mocha developing in the Bay of Bengal. According to the meteorologist Samir Shrestha, Cyclone Mocha is moving towards the east and Nepal is not likely to see its impact. He added, it will have major impacts on Bhutan, Bangladesh, Thailand and Myanmar. Mocha has now turned into a very powerful cyclone and is moving towards the coastal areas of Bangladesh and Myanmar. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of three big parties and whips discuss making parliament effective. Health Ministry conducting vaccination program for children who missed regular vaccination today. And intense cyclone hits Bangladesh and Myanmar coast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.